You are listening to Daniel Shapiro, a former U.S. ambassador to Israel and currently a senior fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies at Tel Aviv University. What about the timing? We've been waiting for a long time to hear this, and it was decided to announce it yesterday in Washington. Other than the plan's general economic parameters, it was held back for a very long time. So why now?
Why now is a great question. It's certainly possible that the Trump administration, which has worked on this for close to 3 years, simply felt it was sort of now or never, given the political calendar in the two countries, that Israel has been stuck in three repeat elections and may have a fourth, and President Trump is heading into his reelection year. So that's possible, but it's very hard to escape the conclusion that it had a more specific political purpose. It occurred during President Trump's impeachment trial. Certainly that helps convey the impression that he's involved in issues of high diplomacy while his political opponents are focused on trivial matters. It occurred on the day the Knesset was scheduled to debate whether or not to provide immunity to Prime Minister Netanyahu from his criminal charges. And so it's hard to escape the conclusion that this didn't have an additional political purpose, which was to sort of distract both publics from the difficulties their leaders are engaged in and try to present themselves as dealing with very significant issues of national importance while their opponents are focused on trivial matters.
Of the two, Netanyahu and Trump, who benefits more from the plan's announcement and the attending fanfare?
I think President Trump's benefit from it will be fairly limited. This is really not an issue that's very high on the agenda of most of the American people. He certainly had political supporters present in the White House when he made the announcement. Some members of the Jewish community, some members of the evangelical community who are already very much in his camp. And so it might have a reinforcing effect among those supporters. But the public is much more focused on other things. The news of the day in Washington was John Bolton's book manuscript and what it says about the Ukraine scandal. And obviously the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. And then more generally, the political campaign is around economic and issues and health care issues and the kinds of things that usually draw the American public's interest. So I think the benefit for Trump is quite limited. The benefit for Netanyahu, it's too early to tell. He certainly hopes that he can present this to the Israeli public heading into the March 2nd election as having achieved the most favorable terms ever proposed by the United States as a reason to bring him back to office. But there are elements of the plan that are not so comfortable for some members of his base, his coalition, including that it does call for recognizing a Palestinian state, perhaps a very truncated one and even not a contiguous one. But that in and of itself might cross a red line for some other parties in his coalition. So it remains to be seen whether this is a fully a beneficial package for him. It appears, at least from the statements of some Israeli ministers, that they want to advance the beginning of an annexation process or applying Israeli law. I'm not sure there's a distinction between those two, to Israeli settlements, to the Jordan Valley, to some other portions, as early as this month before the election. If so, again, that will have some support from his base, but it's not clear if it would help him expand and pull back supporters who have maybe fled to other parties in the last two elections.
Ambassador Shapiro, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.